Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So I just want to make sure I've got this correct. On a phone line right now is Danny Langless. He is the city manager for Dixon, Illinois. Hey, Danny, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good, John. Thanks for having me.
I understand that Rita Crundwell, the woman who was your city's comptroller and famously stole from the city for decades, has been released. Did you all get an explanation from the Bureau of Prisons as to why she was released?
No, we haven't had any contact with the Bureau of Prisons. We have reached out to the warden and haven't gotten anything back yet.
The warden of the prison where she was staying.
We're still waiting. The warden of the Bureau of Prisons in Pekin.
Yeah, right.
And so that's where she was incarcerated and has been incarcerated for just under 8 years, you know, serving a 19-year, 7-month prison sentence for this, you know, for the largest municipal embezzlement in the history of the country.
Of which she was supposed to serve 85%. So she still had how much more time should she have served?
You know, I think it's about 10 more years.
Yeah, that's the
maybe,
number.
Maybe a touch more.
Okay, and yet they didn't have the courtesy? I mean, not only do they owe America and Illinois, and especially Dixon, an explanation, I mean, hello, but they didn't even have the courtesy to tell you guys, hey, she's being released?
No, we haven't had any contact with them, and with her release and all the attention that's come with it, you know, we submitted correspondence to the warden's office the same way we did over a year ago when we in writing objected to any consideration of her release. And we haven't heard back from their office with any explanation.
Even then,
we do have some information from a couple credible sources that this is coming under the Cures Act, which I can't believe anybody would have contemplated a situation where we release somebody who stole $53 million. But apparently, due to an inmate's age,
sure,
due to him being a model prisoner, not a violent crime,
yeah,
medical condition, those kinds of things, they can be transferred from the prison to either a halfway house or home confinement. And so there's mixed reports out there right now about whether or not she has, which one of those facilities she's been transferred to, and they're considering that she's still in the Federal Bureau of Prisons custody in one of those places.
Okay, but you said, have they ever responded to your petitions or now to her release? Have they ever just had a dialogue with the people in Dixon?
No, there really hasn't been any dialogue.
I'm not asking for a negotiation,
yeah,
but just hey, here's our petition. Tell us what you think about that, yes or no, or somewhere in between. And then, hey, would you at least let us know if you are going to grant her this exemption, as other prisoners in Cook County were released early because we were worried that jails were hot spots. So, and that made a modicum of sense to me then. But I also would like to think that they would have some discretion, right? So you could say, yeah, we do need to thin out the jails because guards got to work there and they're not safe. But we don't have to let everybody out. And our discretion is going to be you, not you. You have to stay. I mean, they could have done that. I'm shocked. I'm really angry about that.
Yeah, and we are as well, and we want to understand the process, and we do want communication. Obviously, you know, we're not part of that process, but there should at least be the courtesy to have communication with the city. You know, we're told that they supposedly sent a letter in early July, and we weren't told that by the Bureau of Prisons, but we never received the letter. We've gone through all of our stuff, and this isn't something anyway you'd send a letter on. This is something,
yeah,
you'd have a communication with. If this isn't serious, and if this doesn't, you know, require somebody to serve their sentence, then what does?
Yeah,
I guess there's,
amen,
only a few crimes that really would.
Amen to that. And so I have a minute left here, but can you just tell us how solvent Dixon is? I know that at the time she became comptroller, you guys had a surplus. When she left, you guys were losing $5 million a year and had a deficit. What's the fiscal picture of Dixon now?
Yeah, we recovered very well. We're on the move. We're actually being featured by regional and state economic development groups. We're very solvent as far as financially goes. We recovered $40 million. That doesn't mean that things haven't happened, because of that they have when you look at the time value of money.
Yeah.
But we're really on the move. We're doing well. And I think it's important for us to be upset, to be shocked, to be in disbelief, to call for justice. But it's also, after we do that and express that and we're upset and we're angry, we got to get focused back on the work that needs to be done and is being done.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a major economic development project going on. We got a riverfront expansion. We're annexing 500 acres into the city. When times when rural communities are really struggling, we're adding businesses. So there's a lot of positive things happening here.
You know, I think
that doesn't mean we're not going to ask and demand answers for this.
Amen to that. And I'll be part of that with you, Danny, if we can help you in any way. But you're right. Let's not look back. Let's look forward. And it sounds like Dixon's on the move. We will talk about that down the road, too. Danny, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Danny Langless is the city manager for Dixon, Illinois. John, I'll bet Rita is still entitled to her pension, knowing the state of Illinois. A documentary was made by a forensic accountant from DePaul University, All the Queen's Horses. Kelly Pope was that lady. And we found her online this morning, or actually on the phone, to answer a couple questions for us, like that one in particular. Hey, Kelly, welcome back. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Real good. In fact, you teach a forensic accounting class, or were last we spoke at DePaul, right?
I do, and I still do.
I suppose there's a need for that more now than ever, eh?
Oh, for sure. But, you know, this early release has me thinking, what am I going to tell my students?
Well, here's two questions for you. Number one, let's answer that one. Does she get a pension?
Rita will not. Her pension or the contribution she made and her 401k were addressed during the forfeiture proceedings. So they were forfeited to the government. And those proceeds were transferred to the victim as part of the $10.5 million that the U.S. Marshal Service sent back to the city. So she is not entitled to that.
Some people asked, don't cities have to have audits? Didn't a third party come in and check the books? How did she get away with that?
Well, my first reaction is they need to go watch All the Queen's Horses to get the answer, but I'll tell them since they're listening to the radio. Cities do audits, but what happens in a lot of municipalities is a lot of that happens at the local level. And so a lot of reliance was placed upon Rita. And you know, because Rita was the best at the finances, Rita controlled the books, the assumption was made that Rita had it handled. So that would have happened at the local level, and we see that it didn't. So that oversight created an opportunity for theft and embezzlement. And that's what we see here.
The locals threw the city council out. All of them lost their seats thereafter, right?
They did, and they changed their form of government after this fraud. So a lot of changes happened in the village, in the town.
You know, Kelly, we spoke to the city manager there earlier this morning, and they say they're fiscally sound now, they're flush, they're looking forward. I'm really glad to hear that. It sounds like, you know, while you lose the value of that money over the period of time, they are recovered in Dixon, Illinois.
Well, and that's good to hear. I mean, they're financially recovered, but, you know, the betrayal never really fixes itself. And so I think that people were still grappling with the impact of what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the early release just wildly confuses a lot of people. You know, as I Google Rita's name, and what pops up is that she is still believed to be the largest municipal fraudster in U.S. history. To be released early just feels odd. You know, it just feels odd.
Oh, it's absolutely insulting. And it's not just. And, you know, she said, not a day goes by that I don't regret my crime. Like, she robbed a bank once. She robbed a bank every day for decades. So, you know, we're all human beings. Nobody wants to go to jail. I understand she's a model prisoner and she's contrite. And I'm glad for that. But I don't think she should get out a day early. I really don't have any sympathy for her, because every day that she was riding fancy horses and buying cool boots and leather jackets, somebody wasn't getting a raise, and they had potholes in that town, and it was that way every day for years, and she knew it every day for years.
Mm-hmm. Every day for years. You know, you said the leather jackets. I'm in my office at DePaul, and I'm looking at one of those leather jackets that someone gave me from one of the American Quarter Horse Associations. I should take a picture and post it.
No kidding.
But yeah, you're right. You know, this wasn't something that she did once. It's something that she did repeatedly. So, you know, it's just makes you wonder, you know,
by
what
the way,
message does this send?
If you're wondering why she even got out, it was because the American CARES Act said that we can't have too many people in the jails, so some people were let go early, and lo and behold, she was on that bus. The name of the documentary is All the Queen's Horses. I can watch that. How do I check out your doc on this? It's fascinating. It really is thorough.
Well, thank you for seeing that. You can check it out on Amazon Prime if you have an Amazon Prime account, or if you just go to YouTube and put in All the Queen's Horses, it'll pop up there too.
She teaches forensic accounting at DePaul. Good, we got one like Kelly Pope. Nice to talk to you again, Kelly. Thanks for your time today.